Jeb Loyne Nichols has recorded a half dozen albums since the late 90s, and before that fronted the band The Fellow Travelers. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Nichols' new album, called Parish Bar, strives to be casual and tossed off, but it comes together as one of his more adventurous musical experiments.
I ain't gonna marry in the fall. No, I ain't gonna marry in the spring. I fell in love with a pretty little girl, and she wears another's ring. Oh, I am just a country boy. Money have I none. Oh, but I got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun.
Jeb Loyne Nichols may sing in that song that he's just a country boy, but the music surrounding that sentiment is designed to contradict him to his advantage. Nichols has made his cult by recording mixtures of country, jazz, and soul music, often acoustic, much of it low-key to the point of enervating. But this new collection, recorded, Nichols says, in his spare time, mostly at home, between other projects over the past couple of years, is his most inviting album yet. It seems both offhand and sincerely curious in its musical explorations.
Last night there was a polo here. I was down at a dance in a full room, and the DJ was playing big tunes. Jumping and the place was thumping and people, let me tell you something. It must have been about a half past four, and I was out on the dance floor. All of a sudden, the DJ dropped an old country tune, and the place just stopped.
That song is called Country Music Disco 45, and Nichols says it's inspired by a real-life event. At a dance with a DJ playing a lot of disco, the mix was suddenly enhanced by a Charlie Rich record. Charlie Rich was a big country star primarily in the 70s, with ballads like Behind Closed Doors. In a similar way, Jeb Loyne Nichols' song and its lyric emphasizes how much he likes to mix things up. Crossing genres is essential to him to keep his music vital. That certainly comes across on this song, I'm Blue, I'm Lonesome Too, a song credited to one James B. Smith, but just as often ascribed to a collaboration between Bill Monroe and Hank Williams. Nichols, however, radically rearranges this bluegrass number.
The lonesome side of a train going by makes me wanna stop and cry. I recall
as the new beats in that recording prove, Nichols has a knack for rearranging songs without turning them into stunts. The sentiment about being blue and lonesome comes across as effectively as it did in its 50-year-old country context, even if Nichols has nothing on Bill Monroe's band when it comes to vocals and instrumentation. In fact, Nichols tends to murmur words in a snoozy manner, a conversational croon that owes a lot, perhaps too much, to Mose Allison and Leon Redbone. For every bit of earned intimacy, there's a hint of Too Cool by Half. It's a tone he drops on this song, a cover of Tom T. Hall's country song about alcohol called Satan's Helper, that benefits from Nichols' straightforward singing.
When I was just in my teens, nothing much that I would fear. Then a best friend got me thirsting for whiskey, wine, and beer. I grew a quiet and sinister rage, saw the world through blood-red eyes. Faces and places fade away, floating nameless through my life. Inside that wondrous bottle, at absolutely no extra cost, lives a demon called deception, Satan's helper of the lost. That demon of the bottle takes a man to set it free.
chasing shadows in the darkness,
and now they're after me.
If his self-conscious eclecticism is what prevents Nichols from getting more than a toehold into the mainstream, it's also what keeps him interesting. Essentially a music bohemian, drifting through styles in the same way he drifted through and left boho-friendly places like Manhattan and Austin, Texas, Nichols is like a modern-day beat poet. He rides rhythms wherever they take him. As the album Parish Bar proves, sometimes pleasant aimlessness is its own reward.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Parish Bar by Jeb Loy Nichols.